Honduras is facing further international isolation today after the country's leftist president, Manuel Zelaya, was overthrown in a military coup last weekend and sent into exile. The Organization of American States, the body made up of most of the countries of North and South America, is expected to suspend Honduras. In Honduras itself, the interim president, Roberto Micheletti, vowed his government would not bend to international pressure. NPR's Juan Ferrero is in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. And Juan, what exactly would suspension from the OAS mean for Honduras?
Well, the OAS is a largely symbolic body, and any demands it makes, like demanding that Zelaya be reinstated, are non-binding. But expelling Honduras isolates the country completely. It means that Micheletti's government has no international recognition, and that will make it very difficult, if not impossible, for Honduras to get credit. That'll be a huge blow for a poor country of just 7 million that's heavily dependent on loans and aid.
And Juan, briefly, remind us why Manuel Zelaya was overthrown. What were the reasons given?
Micheletti said Zelaya was planning a referendum that would ask Hondurans if they wanted to change the constitution. And they felt that this was the first step to constitutional reform in which Zelaya would find a way to stay in power. Remember that his term is supposed to end in January, but Zelaya is allied with President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela and other left-leaning leaders in Latin America that have found ways to change their constitution to stay in power.
Now, the interim government, Roberto Micheletti's government, which has not been recognized internationally, says it will hold firm in the face of international condemnation. How long can it hold out?
No one really knows. Clearly, Honduras can still trade with the United States, which buys its textiles, bananas, and coffee. But neighbors like Nicaragua have said they won't have anything more to do with Honduras. Yeah. Very cheap oil offered by Venezuela's Hugo Chavez has also been cut off. What Micheletti hopes to do is hold out until November. That's when presidential elections are going to be held. Clearly a tall order if you're cut off from much of the rest of the world.
Juan, the ousted president, Manuel Zelaya, has said he'll return to Honduras to reclaim his post. Any idea when that will happen?
It's not clear. He's still saying he'll return, and Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa, said today that Zelaya planned to return Sunday and that he might accompany him. But Zelaya has already vowed to return and then canceled. And he's got to be watching the Micheletti government, which says if he comes here, he'll be arrested.
And are Hondurans pretty divided over what's been going on? I mean, what's been the reaction there to Zelaya's ouster?
It's pretty mixed. There's plenty of people protesting against him, but there are large pro-Zelaya protests, too. They say Micheletti is nothing more than a coup plotter and that the constitutional order was broken. They're demanding Zelaya's return. Interestingly enough, though, you see very little of the media. The national press, that is, largely ignores the pro-Zelaya marches and rallies. And some press freedom groups have accused the media of blacking out exactly what happened here, like reporting on the international condemnation of the coup.
Well, Juan, how do you expect this all to play out in the coming weeks?
Unless Zelaya tries to make a return, I think this thing is a stalemate for days or weeks to come. The government here seems to think it can hold out, and it's remained defiant in the face of international condemnation. Of course, there's also a chance of violence, and OAS Secretary General José Miguel Insulza warned that the country seemed to be terribly polarized. Lots of folks will also be looking south to Hugo Chavez to see what he decides to do. He's been the most bellicose leader, and at one time, he even threatened to overthrow Micheletti to reinstall his friend Zelaya. So I'm sure he'll have much more to say on all this.
That's NPR's Juan Ferrero in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Juan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.